Sandy, right?
Yes.
P in Chicago. Hi, B. Good morning.
Karen in Wisconsin.
Barb in Virginia.
Hi, Barb.
Hey.
Charlie in Canada.
Good morning, Charlie. What happened to you?
You know what I told my friends? I said I did a face plant on my way to an AA, in the parking lot on my way to an AA meeting.
Not really.
No,
what?
I was coming from a concert and the car was parked in a dark area and there were some stones there. I tripped over the stone. Landed on my face in the parking lot.
Oh.
It wouldn't have been so bad if it was grass, but it was pebbles, rocks.
Well, as Barbara would say, keep spritzing your face with Klondike water.
Yep, that's what I did. I do that every day. And I even put, the next day, some CM cream on it, and now I use all of our facial products.
That does help things heal much quicker. Remember, my mom had a bicycle accident, and she slid on her arms and her helmet and broke her arm, actually. That was several years ago. Bike riding across Iowa on Ragbri, and with my mom. And I flew up there, and I took our skincare. Or actually, given it to her, I think, the Christmas before. And, of course, it was still wrapped in its plastic in the cupboard. So I went and got it, and she was scared, you know, because there was still so many little pebbles in her arm. And I'm like, no, this will be soothing. So I actually, you know, kind of made bubbles with the cleanser, and I smoothed it over her arm, and like, oh, that feels good. Can you do it again? I'm like, sure. So it's, you know, we have the most amazing skincare, and there isn't another company in the that I found in the world that doesn't have the toxic 12 ingredients in it. In fact, I have a good friend that's working with Arbonne, and she keeps wanting me, well, you don't have makeup, and you don't have this, and you don't have that. And I try it, but my nose breaks out in little blisters if there's any of those toxic 12 ingredients because it's so sensitive. So I'm just really grateful that we have the best of everything. So, well, this morning, actually, Gary was asking if we would make the distinctions between phase one, phase two, phase three, and talk more about that. So this will be interactive, so you can ask questions. And this part I've actually is from the Ideal Protein, the original program, which is where they use the soy based packets with the sucralose, which actually were very nasty tasting. So let me just kind of read some of these distinctions, and then we just Barbara, I hear Barbara's on, so we just kind of modified it.
You can record it.
I wasn't really.
It's a good one
because it is talking more about Ideal Protein and what they've used. I didn't really want to record it today, but thank you.
Okay.
But, you know, I'll take some time and put it up on the website, what phase one, phase two, phase three, more of the distinctions off the bed on my website. How's that? Does that sound fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. So, in fact, I talked to that's a whole different story about Ideal Protein. But anyway, in phase one, and this is according to Ideal Protein and what they recommend for everyone. And each packet, they use packets of protein. They are not using as much real food as that Barbara and I modified for this. So for breakfast, one Ideal Protein envelope. And then you can also have coffee or tea with 1 ounce of skim milk. See, that's where I changed it to half and half because skim milk has too many carbohydrates. And they have on here sweetener permitted is Stevia, Splenda, but at least they say no aspartame. See, that's why I don't worry for it. I have opinions. But Splenda, actually, if you don't mind me sharing, Barbara, that caused you kidney problems. It would put you on your hands and knees with Splenda, which is the sucralose. Remember?
I had a girl.
Oh, I was on mute. I was on mute. I had, I would take it in my coffee in the morning, and at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I was buckled over, and it acted just like a kidney stone, and I had to put the Palmag on low, pulsating on the opposite side. You'd think you'd lean toward the pain, but I had to lean away from the pain and let it, and if I could go to sleep, it would go away, but it was excruciating, and I went through all kind of even nuclear tests to find out what was going on, and I stopped Splenda, and it all stopped.
And then what, about a year ago, you were doing Splenda again in the little energy drink?
Yes!
And you were starting to phone, so like, you know, Bubba, that has sucralose in it. And you're like, forgot.
So. Yeah. That's true.
And
very much
Barb,
so.
Barb, were you going to say something too much?
No, I was. This is Heather.
Oh, Heather.
I had a girl here this weekend on Sunday. She came. She had a car accident about a year and a half ago, and she wouldn't come and wouldn't come. So finally she came yesterday, or Sunday, and she tried the Vital Balance, and she was telling me about sucralose in her body and what it did to it. And I just want to find her text. She tested the Vital Balance when she was here. She loved it. She loved protein drinks. And then I gave her a couple to take home with her. So here's what she said. I asked her how she slept. Oh, you talked to her, Linda. Her name was Jamie. I asked her how did you sleep last night, my friend? And she said, okay. So, holy crap! I had zero pain all day, but what was even more amazing to me was the mental clarity I had all capitals, all day. You know me, analytical. So I had to have another protein shake today to see if that was really the cause. And again, holy crap! It was.
Wow, she had no pain just from drinking the KBB. Okay.
No, she had a rollout. She had a rollout, motion code, and I worked a little bit on her neck and her back. But she did.
Okay.
She came in with eight in pain, and she went with zero. And she, you know, it lasted 2 days so far.
Okay, awesome. Well, let's get back to phase 1, 2, 3, 4 for Gary. Okay, so breakfast, lunch, and a snack are all protein packets. So in their opinion, you should have at least 3 protein of the packets a day, which you could have 3 shakes a day. And they have on here phase 1, to be followed until 80% of your weight loss goal is achieved. And then dinner is 7 ounces of fish or seafood or 5 ounces of beef, poultry, pork, or veal. Plus unlimited lettuce and 2 cups of vegetables, maximum. Also at lunch, they have unlimited lettuce and 2 cups of vegetables, maximum. And required daily additions. 1 teaspoon of sea salt, actually we put in Himalayan salt or real salt. 64 ounces of water, minimum, and that's where we take half of your body weight. That's how many ounces of water or more your body needs every day. 1 to 2 teaspoons of olive oil. A multivitamin, calcium, magnesium, and potassium calcium. So dinner protein, suggested options, no frying or breading allowed it. So they have all the different types of fish, seafood, beef, veal, poultry, pork, fat-free cooked ham, pork tenderloin, other, deer, frog's legs, kidney, liver, ostrich, and rabbit. And then vegetables, that's the list that is actually on the eating plan that I've already sent out. And occasionally, 2 times per week, Brussels sprouts, green and wax beans, cooked onion, raw onion becomes sugar in the body, eggplant, palm hearts, rutabaga, no peas, and tomato. Not permitted, artichokes, avocado.
Wait, read that onion thing again. Was that reversed?
Cooked.
It said cooked.
Only twice a week. Only twice a week can you have cooked onion.
Oh, got it. Okay.
I'm reading it right from the sheet, yeah. But I hear what you're saying. Not permitted, artichokes, avocado, beets, carrots, chickpeas, corn, Jerusalem artichokes, parsnips, peas, all potatoes, pumpkin, sweet corn, squash, and yams. Seasonings, apple cider vinegar, fine herbs, garlic, ginger, lemon, lemongrass, hot mustard, hot sauce, soy sauce, spices, MSG free and no carbs, tamari sauce, white vinegar, and no balsamic or red wine vinegar, and there's exclamation points after that. Important, only one of the following ideal protein envelopes are permitted per day. Okay, these are the ones that had higher carbs. So that is phase one, to be followed until 80% of your weight loss goal is achieved, and that's 3 shakes a day, plus dinner, and 2 meals where you have unlimited lettuce and 2 cups of the vegetables. Maximum. Phase two, to be followed until your weight loss goal is achieved. So let's see what the difference is. So you're having, you're only doing 2 protein, shakes a day. So, breakfast, at least they're doing a good job of me. Breakfast is, protein only. Lunch, you're having 7 ounces of fish or seafood or 5 ounces of beef, poultry, pork, or veal, which is the same for dinner, plus unlimited lettuce and 2 cups of vegetables maximum. And then the snack is 1 ideal protein envelope. And everything else on that page is the same. So instead of having 3 meal replacements a day plus the unlimited lettuce and 2 cups of vegetables, which, you know, what that says is you can eat. You will not say, I'm starving. So you'll never be saying, I just don't get enough food on this because you have the access of unlimited lettuce, and I like Napa cabbage because once you cut it, it doesn't rot as fast in your refrigerator. And I still have some of these packets somewhere in my cupboard. So
I think I have.
The protein is 20 grams in 1 packet. And it had 1 gram of carbs, so just so you guys can have that distinction. It's about the same, but boy, it did not taste the same. Ours is,
no,
has so many pluses no. to it. It was nasty, right?
Nasty.
Yeah. Okay. So, phase, remember, phase
are
1, 3
packs. Are you recording this?
I am not, because
no,
I'm talking about IR.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
I did want to say about pickles, just a commercial break. Heather and I found great pickles. They're Bubba pickles, and they've got a little spice to them. And they're in the refrigerator.
Bubbies. They're Bubbies.
They're Bubbas.
No, they're B-U-B-B-I-E-S. Bubbies.
I-E-S? I thought it was Bubba. You're right, Bubbies. Bubbies pickles. And they're awesome.
And you can have unlimited dill pickles on this. Not the sweet pickles, but unlimited dill. Just check the box.
Linda, could you read over where it said the balsamic vinegar? Did it say ginger and tamari sauce and all that?
Spices or seasonings. Apple cider vinegar.
That you can have or that you cannot have?
You can. This is what you can have.
Apple cider
vinegar.
Can.
Like, you know, whenever you get an upset stomach, you never, ever, ever do baking soda.
I remember.
Not everybody might. So, apple cider vinegar and like a teaspoon or two of apple cider vinegar and, you know, a few ounces of water and drink that. That really helps with gas and indigestion and
just it does.
Bloating. Get rid of it. So seasonings are permitted. Apple cider vinegar, fine herbs, garlic, ginger, lemon, lemongrass, hot mustard, hot sauce, soy sauce, spices, MSG free and no carbs, tamari sauce, white vinegar. Absolutely no balsamic or red wine vinegar as it turns the sugar in the body.
I also had a girlfriend that was gluten free, and she was very allergic to gluten. And she got me hooked on another soy sauce that doesn't have gluten in it.
You can have that.
I order it special from a Chinese place. One of my friends got it for me. Because soy sauce has gluten in it most of the time.
Phase 3 to be followed for 14 days.
I gradually...
Wait, I have... Tamari... Thank you. Wait, two.
We're
going to
have to take tape out soon. Got 13 minutes left.
Tamari sauce is something I can have on my cancer-free diet, and I just wanted to underline that. You could have tamari sauce.
Okay. Phase 3 to be followed for 14 days. A gradual reintroduction of healthy fats and carbohydrates.
Ugh,
in the morning only. Okay, so this is where we differ. And it has one protein plus one carbohydrate plus one fat plus one fruit. Example, you guys are gonna, okay, you know, laugh out loud. Example, 2 slices of whole wheat bread with butter.
Ha 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 ha!
1 egg, ham, yogurt, and an apple. Okay, so they have not been introduced to Roger Drummer. Once again, why I'm not recording this. So we're not doing that. That's not phase 3 for us. We can do that.
And why we have so much more
to do that in the evening. I'm sorry, what? Oh, okay.
We have so much.
I have to say they've had tremendous results with this. They've helped a lot of people, so I will not ever undercut what they've done because it was brilliant and what got me started. But
yeah,
we're just lucky that we had extracurricular information from Roger Drummer.
And that girl that said, holy crap, tonight she's coming to a Vital Balance thing that I'm doing tonight. And tomorrow she's going to an Ideal Protein seminar.
Oh, she is. How fast?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, on phase 3 to be followed for 14 days, let me just highlight, you're only doing one packet a day, and they're doing it as a snack. So you're going back to, they're going back to, eating breakfast, like eggs, turkey, whatever you want to have for breakfast. Lunch is, once again, 10 ounces fish or seafood, 5 ounces of beef, poultry, pork, or veal, plus salad and vegetables. Dinners, 7 ounces fish or seafood or 5 ounces of beef, pork, veal, and poultry, plus salad and vegetables, and then they have one protein packet as a snack. So this is like really, gradually introducing, but they still keep making sure you're being healthy, and I've really seen that everybody has at least one salad a day has the best results on this, because you need those veggies in your world for more than one reason. And let's see, everything else is the same with daily add-ons, the salt, the water, multivitamins. And phase 4, stabilization. Congratulations. And it's really looks like it's about the same as before. Lunch, we have an example, 7 ounces of protein plus vegetables plus 1 or 2 fats. An example would be chicken Caesar salad. And at lunch, they have no carbohydrates other than, the salad. Dinner, 7 ounces of protein plus vegetables plus 7 ounces of complex carbohydrates plus fruit. So on this eating plan, phase 3, you're starting to add in some, maybe some berries or a little bit of fruit back in. In phase 4, you were having more. So you're just, but I think, staying with at least having one Vital Balance shake a day forever, because it really is feeding your body. It helps you be happier. It's helping to maintain your cognitive function, which we all want. Especially after I went and visited a friend's wife in assisted living this week. She's lost her memory. And I'm happy to say after one day of drinking the right amount of water and the power mag behind her head, and I left her some Vital Balance, the next day, dramatic improvement. So even though they've gone way off the deep end, there may be a chance to reverse that if we can get them using the now waiting to be redeveloped Power Mag, which is my goal now, until they come up with a new one, and, you know, enough proper water and in the KVB. So, Gary, what questions, what things would you like me to go back over?
Okay, because you're talking about a little bit of a different program than what you had on your website.
It was all based on that, but edited, yes.
Okay. Well, I think your edited version was easier to comprehend. Right at the beginning. But the part that I just want to clarify is the amount or the different times in the day in phase one that one is taking a KBB. Are you suggesting three times a day?
Well, to have the best result, yes, about three times a day. In fact, Heather, let's just ask Heather because she is the ambassador for Vital Balance.
Oh, I like the queen of Vital Balance better.
Okay, let's do that. So when you were going through it full bore, were you doing two shakes a day or three?
I was doing two and three. And I right now, again, because I started again because I wanted to lose those 15 pounds I gained while Barbara was here. No.
No, it was also the cruise. It was also
yes,
the
it was the cruise and down at the Royal Alliance. Yes, it was. But I just like to bother her. It's fun. I do three a day and sometimes I'll do four. And when she was here, we did milks, we did shakes. We did, not shakes, ice cream,
which ice cream. I now have the recipe so I can post.
Yes, and now I do it myself, by myself. You were on the phone with me the other night. It's quite loud, but it's fun to have that as a snack at night and before I go to bed. And I know I have my protein. I know I have all of my protein, and I'm good with that.
Made ice cream, Heather.
I did, Barbara.
And in the morning, you add an egg, a raw egg, into your... Let's focus for a minute here. Because Gary has specific questions. We've got 6 minutes left.
I do add an organic raw egg to mine because I had to lose a lot of weight. I was 222 pounds, and I had 111 grams of protein to find throughout my day. So I would do the shakes, and I would add an egg. I have chickens, so I know what they eat. And I have my own beautiful organic eggs. So I would put one in each one because that added 6 grams of protein. So that was 24. So 24 times 3 is easier. 27. You know, yeah.
27?
No, it's 6.
Yeah.
It's 6 and 18.
Oh, yeah, you're right. 6.
It's 24.
And 18.
And sometimes I would add even another scoop to add 9 more grams. To each shake because I needed a lot of protein and I was really lazy about it. So I didn't make salads. My granddaughter comes and makes salads, and when Barbara came, she made salads, and I made a salad after that. So I was very proud of myself. But, I get bored eating by myself. So I just have a shake and I add things to my shake.
So if you did 3 shakes a day plus an egg, that's only 72 grams of protein.
Try adding another scoop to each one.
Okay. But, well, let's...
That's
you know,
9 more.
Doesn't want to. Say they're wondering, just going to be doing 3 shakes.
Okay.
And what else would you be having? Like,
I would have, chicken tenders. I would get a whole big package of chicken tenders. I would usually marinate them in something, apple cider vinegar, spices, lots of spices. And then I would grill them. And then I would put them in the fridge. And then when I was hungry, I would just grab some of those chicken tenders. I liked those. Turkey, I would do turkey too. I would do a turkey breast. I would roast it, you know, put it in the oven and cook that. And then I would just take slices of that and take it on my way with me.
Actually, she just cooked a whole turkey. A lot of it. I was up there. I love the turkey.
Well, you
are
here.
The beauty of that, I know it's true. But the beauty of that is you do have a lot of turkey.
Yeah.
You know, just do a turkey.
Yeah.
You can also do meatballs and eggs, and you know, so you just have to make sure you're getting enough protein or more.
more. My body needed more.
You're having that beautiful salad. Barbara makes the most amazing salad. Actually, she made me for one on Sunday, and I had it for dinner, and it was awesome.
Yeah, she does. I'll agree with you there.
You just have to be prepared. So, Gary, whatever.
Chitters are great. Radishes are a deep fire. And radishes, give it a little crunch. And if you don't like the spice of a radish, cut them in half and cut them thin. And they just give you that extra little zip in it. I do sprinkle hemp seed and also
Barbara?
Yeah, hemp
seed. What
were
those little crunchy things?
Hemp seed. And, oh, some seeds.
They were hemp seeds?
Maybe spot seeds. I have little tiny hemp seeds. And then maybe, you know, the, sunflower seeds as well. But that's because I'm a vegetarian. It'd be more like phase two.
Yeah, sunflower seeds, that's what it was.
Well, there's not that many of them, so it'll be okay. Any other questions anybody has?
This has been very helpful because what I realized is that I thought I had moved into phase two and three, but occasionally when one has these setbacks or friends over and you're off the plan, back to phase one, I wasn't getting enough protein. That's what I'm realizing. So thanks. That's helpful.
And enough water.
Yeah, I think I'm okay on the water.
I found that if I didn't have, when I went to bed, if I didn't have that amount of protein or that amount of water, if I had, you know, just even a little bit less, I didn't lose weight the next day.
And or sleep.
Yeah.
Sleep vital.
Sleep is vital.
And you can tell that they're both balls of fire now, so.
Yeah, we don't let her talk anymore. We just interrupt her because we love her so much. Because we just want to share our new life that you've given us, that you've helped us with.
Awesome.
Yeah, it is. Awesome. It is so awesome. It's so beautiful. Thank you. I run up and down the stairs.
She does, and she could barely walk up. And sometimes she had to sit on her butt to get down the stairs or up the stairs.
Yeah, I did.
So that's why, if you can see a glimpse of what her life was like before and what it is now, you would not even think it's the same person. That's how amazingly awesome.
Yes.
The difference is. So just to recap, phase one, to be followed until 80% of your weight loss goal is achieved. And they have it on here as 3 protein meals a day, plus 2 unlimited lettuce and 2 cups of vegetables, and 1 for dinner. It could be any time of the day, really. So 7 ounces of fish or seafood, 5 ounces of the other meats, and eggs. Don't forget eggs. Funny, they don't even have an egg on here. Phase 2, to be followed until your weight loss goal is achieved. That's phase 2. Phase 3, to be followed for 14 days, and that's a gradual reintroduction of healthy fats and carbohydrates. And I had a thought on that. So,
you know, I think I had a thought on that too just now. When Roger Drummer talks about that, he says, you know, now that he's at his ideal weight, that he can eat anything. And then he just fluctuates back to that weight. And so do you, Linda. So do you, Barbara. You all kind of have gotten to that weight, and then you can go and eat things, and then you can just, like, get back to it very easily.
Yeah. You get reacclimated. Your body starts to adjust at 3, but at 6 months it owns it, and that becomes your new base weight. And once you have your base weight, then it's real easy to clear it up or clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it knows its new base weight, except when you go to upstate New York. No, I'm just teasing.
And the funny thing is, when you do go to upstate New York, you still, when you come home, you just get strict for, you know, 5 days, and you'll be back where you want to be again.
Yes.
So that's the hard part, is getting back to being strict. So.
Yeah.
Well, and then I was going to say, when in doubt, eat more protein. If you're not sure, eat more protein. But for a week, I would get on that MyFitnessPal.com and just start learning where the protein's coming from, because that was pretty
you know, amazing for me to see. And then if I was a little over in New Orleans, I'd go do a brisk walk for 20 minutes, and then I'd be back out of the red zone. It was like, yay, you know. And so, you know, that was exciting because it helped me. And having a buddy is tremendous, right, Linda? Those are some other
Absolutely.
Tips that you have.
Or getting your fire for red sauna, or jump on your rebounder.
Yeah,
or
you use the sauna twice a day, Heather.
I did. Sometimes I used it three times a day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, when I was sick, remember when I couldn't get warm?
Mm-hmm.
I used that to get warm.
Your lymphatic system, so you're dumping more toxins and releasing it. Being on the liver support is really important.
Yes.
Yeah. Any questions?
Beautiful dance.
So, Barbara, a question for you.
Go ahead.
So, Barbara, when you were at your ideal weight and then you went away and then you said you came back and you were really strict, in your mind, were you then looking back at going to phase one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Even if I go out to dinner and I just have a ball, the next day I'm more rigorous than I normally would be. I'd have my salad. Okay, I still have my chocolate, I might admit. I might not be totally rigorous. But I won't have any, I have these one little chips that I like, and I won't eat those, and I won't eat certain things at all. I just am really, really strict. And then it drops right back off. Oh, I never even gain it. That's the beautiful thing. If you do it the day after you've been out to a restaurant or something, or, you know, you had a birthday party and you were wise choices, even though, you know, they're out there. Sometimes they have those wonderful hors d'oeuvres with bruschetta and something, something, something. I just eat the stuff off the top. I just don't eat the bread, you know, because I know how much is in it. But, I was pretty strict. I call it phase one, clean, clear, you know, and if you think of it being healthy and clearing out those toxins and stuff, then it might be a little bit easier, focusing and supporting your body. I was talking to a woman yesterday, and she said, you know, I said, someone the other day said, Barbara, you're looking younger and younger, and I had put my video on, Heather, I think it was somebody up with you, I don't remember, but, oh no, it was Patty. And they looked at my video. It's a 5-minute video, and I can send it out. But it's my story, and they go, God, Barbara, you look, you know, I mean, you look good there, but you look much better now. So I'm looking younger and more vital and more vibrant than I was even, this was just about 4 or 5 years ago that I did this video, when the Royal Alliance first got together.
You do look younger. I had that same experience with a couple of people that hadn't seen me in a couple of years. They looked at my pictures, you know, my before and after ones, and they said, oh, this girl, and they asked me how old I am, and I'm 55, so I was 50, you know, probably that, or 54, between 50 and 54, and they said, well, this looks like your mother.
Wow. Yeah.
So, I don't know, my sister-in-law, who knows me from when I was 14 years old, she told me I looked like I was, like, 30.
Well, you know, Deepak Chopra...
I know, but I act that way now.
Yes.
And
Deepak Chopra
like
talks about...
Now, actually.
What?
Yeah.
You look more like your mom now. Her mom was a New York model.
Yes,
and
I do.
You actually do look more like your mom now than you did then. You did not look like...
Yes, but I looked like my own mother. Like... You know,
I know, as an older woman.
Yeah. No, I didn't even look like my mother. My mother's gorgeous.
Well, and Deepak Chopra talks about rebuilding your body, and the largest one is 7 years, and I don't know them, but there's certain organs that regenerate, rejuvenate. I mean, everything does. So if we can feed it correctly and feed it, good living water and detoxify and get this stuff out of us, then we're going to feel a lot better and we're going to have more energy and vitality. And And it's just going to start emanating out of our skin. And that's, Gilda, that woman came up to me, Linda, and said, "You're just glowing." Like, it was so great. You know, so, yeah, all of it makes a difference. And
never admit it.
That's right. Did I answer it, Gary, for you?
Yes, thank you. And you're all glowing right now.
And what?
Barbara, where can we see that video of you?
Oh, I'll have to send it out to you. It was on the World Alliance. They've updated the thing, and it didn't get attached to my photo. So I'll, Linda, I can just send it to you as a clip. It's on my YouTube, but I'll just cut and paste it and send it to you, and then you'll blast it out to everybody. Gary, are you Linda's blast list?
Yes.
Okay.
I love seeing before and after the weight loss, the exercise, and so forth. I really like to see that. Oh, sorry I didn't get to see in Kansas City. I always like to see what...
That's right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Any
great call, Linda.
Well, thanks to Jerry, or Gary. He actually asked, well, what is phase one, phase two, phase three, phase four?
Great life, Linda.
Yes, it is.
It is. Yay.
And if anybody has anything else that you'd like us to discuss on a Tuesday call, just email me or text me, let me know. And we'll get it on the agenda. And Friday is Brainstorm Friday. And if you're going through the eating plan, make sure you have a buddy that you can be accountable to and with each other. You'll have four times the success than doing it on yourself. You're more willing to commit to a stranger, to a buddy, than you are just to yourself.
Yes.
Okay, well, everybody have a great week. We'll talk on Friday unless there's any last questions.
I'm meeting with a buddy today that is over 300 pounds, and he wants to know all about the eating plan, so... may do it anyway later on today.
Yep, I'll be around. I'll be available afternoon and then before 6. And then Barbara
Thank
and I
you.
Are doing a fit to win tonight.
Great call. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.